What's up, guys? It's Daniel Loud of Motivation. Today we're talking about the plan God has for your life. A lot of times we get distracted. We get on our own agenda. Now, I don't know if you just started out listening to my podcast, but if you've listened to any of the past podcasts, I talk about God's plan for your life and not settling for the second best plan. Let's just move right into it. The most popular Bible verse everyone has ever heard. Jeremiah 29:11. Nah, it's one of them though. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That future, that expected end, right? God does have a major plan for your life. He will guide you. He'll definitely let you in on it. Only if you're hearing the voice of God. Let's jump into Psalms 32:8. I'm gonna hopscotch around, so you can always pause me, guys. I am gonna go quick because I got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. The Lord is watching you, and the Lord is guiding you if you're listening, if you're abiding, if you're hearing, and if you're walking righteously and you have true relationship. It's not going to be a problem to hear the voice of God and his plan for your life. God's plan is not only for you to receive him, but to share him, right? Let's go into that real quick. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Have eternal life. Woo! And there's a lot to be said there, but God loves you. He cares about you. And if you're hearing about God for the first time right now, there's a plan for your life. All the strife, all the agony, all anything that you've gone through, there was a reason for it. It was so God could take you and make you his child, and that he cares about you, and that there's purpose, and to not give up, and that life matters, and that just because the situation is rough right now and you feel like giving up, I know there's a person out there I'm speaking to, don't give up. And if you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now and say, God, forgive me of my sins, I'm going to live this life for you, your life will never be the same. And we're going to leave it at that. You can say that if you want to. If not, it's all good. But I've got to get that plan, because God has a plan of salvation for you. But he also wants you to share and expand the kingdom. He's giving you eternity in that. He promises you will live forever with him in heaven, and there's a place for you there, right? There's a place for you there. After this life, there's an eternal life, right? I'm going to go into another verse real quick on salvation, then we'll hop back into God's plan for your life now. But let's talk about the plan of salvation, right? Romans 8:28-30, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his what? To his purpose. For those for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those who he predestined, he also called. And to those whom he called, he also justified. And to those whom he justified, he also glorified. Woo! Ooh, ooh. Every time I read Romans 8, I get the chills, man. I get the chills. I get excited. I mean, God has a plan for you, for your life. And it's according to his purpose, guys. This is according to his purpose. You're saved by the grace of God, right? You are complete. You are his package, and he'll be glorified in all you say and do. And Jesus sent his son so that you could have that salvation. And there is an absolute plan. That's why he sent his son, that he can complete his plan. And you're a part of that plan in expanding the kingdom. We get to work for God and with God in that. Amen. God's grace. God's grace. I'm going to go back to what I said. I was going to go back to talking about the plan for your life, right? Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I think we went over that a second ago, but I think it's important. If I didn't go over it, or if I did, I really don't care. I don't remember it. I need to say this. The only way God can instruct you is if there's relationship and if you're committed to the process, right? It's a process. It's not instant soup. So many people want the instant, but the fact is God is crock-potting your life for his purpose. It takes time, but it will be divine and tasty. Amen, amen. And sometimes that road is a tougher path. It's not always an easy path. But he says he's going to instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And he'll counsel you. And he's watching you, right? If God's watching you, he's watching you right now. He's watching if your actions glorify or don't glorify. More importantly, he wants you to know that he's watching you, that he's been watching you. And he's been watching you try and try again and try again and try again. And I'm careful to say this, but God's saying don't get discouraged. Oh, yeah. Yeah, God's saying don't get discouraged. Oh, I hear it right now. God's saying don't get discouraged. I really feel that in my spirit right now. Don't get discouraged. The situation might not be what you want it to be, but don't get discouraged. The job might not be what you want it to be, but don't get discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. And don't be discouraged. Psalms 55:22. Hold on one second. Yeah, don't be discouraged, guys. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. God said, give it to me. I will hold you up. You ain't going nowhere. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying, guys. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it through this. But you need to give your burden to the Lord. All right. This is one of my favorites. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Shut up, oh God. I will help you. Shut up, oh God. I will uphold you. With my righteous right hand. A couple things to point out here. He says, fear not, worry not, fret not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Don't be wowed by the things that are happening. Who's your rock? Are you leaning on God or your own self? Lean on God, for I am your God. That's the next verse. For I am your God. This next part of the verse, I should say. I will strengthen you. God's your strength, not your own strength. For when you're weak, he is strong. He says, I will help you. The helper of helpers is there. The Holy Spirit is there. He will help you. He will guide you, right? With this plan for your life. And he will uphold you. You're not going to fall over. It might feel like you're falling over. And even if you do fall, you're going to get back up. And with his righteous right hand. And I want to point something out here. He's only using one hand and he's got you. He's got a whole other hand. I'm just saying, this guy's strong. The Lord is Lord, the King of Lords. A lot of people would not say that, but I'm going to say it. He's got you with just one hand, man. He's got you. Don't worry about it. This is a direct message for all you people out there that feel like you're just wondering what's going to happen next. You're frustrated with the situation. Don't be. Trust God and trust his process. And doubt. Doubt what's happening to you. Doubt the situation. Don't use it in such a way, in such a manner that it's hurting you. doubt the doubt. Anyways, besides the point, I want you guys to have the necessary tools to follow God. That means praying. That means reading the word, living the word, worshiping, and hearing God for yourself, and spending time in that secret place. All right. Isaiah 40, 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You feel like you're going to faint right now, but God says he's got you. He says he'll provide for you. And he's going to give you a new energy. I don't know if you've ever seen an athlete on his last edge, and then he they call timeout. He gets some Gatorade, and he's good to go. He scores a touchdown. They win the game. God said, he's got you. He'll be a Gatorade, and he's going to lead you to the touchdown. But I want you to also remember, sometimes the touchdown is a valley for growth. Later on, that valley, later on that valley is going to be something you walk, right? Slowly you climb. You climb some more, and one day you'll be looking up the mountain. But right now, that valley might seem impassable. That situation might seem reluctant. Reluctantly coming back. Reluctantly. It's almost like the obstacle's always there. Who am I talking to? Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, right? I will give you the rest. God wants you to not get so caught up in routine that you don't have supernatural rest and relief. He wants you to enjoy life. So many times we get caught up in that. God says he's got you. God says don't worry about the situation. He's got you. He's opening up a door where there is no door, that no man can shut, that no man can deny. And when it happens, it'll happen in such a way that the only one that will get credit is God, because I am God. That's for somebody out there. Ooh. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We're trusting in God's plan and not what we see in the physical. We're believing God in the spiritual, that he will move in such a way that he will bring it to the physical. Shut up, God. Ooh. We're going somewhere tonight, folks. Yeah, going somewhere tonight. And if you're listening to this in the daytime, it's all good. It's all good, because God is outside of time. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. God wants you to know you're going to be all right, and he's got you. So don't be discouraged that it's working out the way that it's working out, because God has a plan that supersedes all other plans, and that his plan is the best plan. And if you persist and you don't give up, and you have joy in the fact that you have salvation, and you are going to heaven no matter what, and that things are going to look up, and that even if they don't look up, you've still got salvation, when you're still content, even in the storm, God's watching you right now. And he's watching how you're reacting to the situation. He's watching when he's building character in you, and faith and trust in you. And sometimes God has to keep building that trust in order to take you to the next dimension, to the next level. And that's a supernatural calling on your life right there, if God is building you up that way. because he only takes you down to build you up. He's only taking you through the valley to build character so you can climb that next mountain. Yes, Shadow Mocha. So trust God's plan for your life. Know that it's a good plan. And it might not be easy and it might be a hard path, but God's going to deliver you through it. God's going to guide you through it. And he, he wants you to trust him. It's so important that we trust God. It's so important that we trust God. When we're trusting God, we're no longer worried. Worry only exists when we're not trusting God, okay? So I want you guys to start trusting the Lord, trusting his process for your life. And Psalms 9:10, you know, and it goes in, those who know your name, they trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Yeah, okay, he's not going to forsake you. I'm going to leave you with this last one. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. God wants to fill you with a joy and a supernatural peace, believing that the power of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, guys, that Holy Spirit is gonna guide you. It's gonna guide you. It's gonna give you discernment. It's gonna help you make the right choices. Oh, and it's gonna give you a peace. And you're not gonna worry. You're gonna trust God's plan for your life. Amen. I hope this helps somebody out there. This is Daniel Latta Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality.